you were just talking about the Iraq war.
That's correct. I think a lot of people initially support the Iraq war, Phil, but I had some other thoughts.
All right, well, maybe we can get into that later. But, Jay, you're talking with us. Jay is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police group of private citizens who have formed an organization. They patrol different areas around the city. But you're not really officially police, right?
Well, I don't think you really do. The Citizens Auxiliary Police service, so when you say that...
Well, please describe to me. Are you official police officers, or...
I can tell you, Phil, the Citizens Auxiliary Police has had every opportunity to become officially allied with police force. We have decided against it because of the politics involved, but we are out to more or less take a peek over the shoulder of the police, make sure that they are assisted in every way that they can, and certainly make sure that they're doing the job the way that we as citizens and certainly those of us in law enforcement want to make sure that others in law enforcement are doing the job. So it kind of goes hand in hand, I think, Phil, with the idea that, yes, we are police officers. We have a uniform, and we do, as I say, patrol these certain areas.
All right, let me just ask you this. You say that you have seen a rise in the use of fireworks over the last several years.
That is correct, yes.
And you find that troubling?
Well, we find the rise in the use of fireworks to be a little bit dangerous. We also think that it bespeaks, I guess a rather bold statement on the part of a lot of people who have supported that war in Iraq. You know, you and I were talking about the war in Iraq just moments ago. I think most Americans did support the war in Iraq when it first started. I think now most Americans are probably against it. But there is a holdout group of people who still believe that it is a right war, and they're kind of throwing it up in everybody's face. And I think you see that more often than not on the 4th of July, when these individuals go out on the street, and in a rather brazen, and it's just right up there in your face, especially when we're out on patrol on 4th of July, and people are lighting off fountains, maybe they have Roman candles and what have you, and a lot of them have the strobe effects. And we find that to be troubling, so we will, at that time, go up and talk to those individuals to find out what that's all about.
Well, what do you mean, saying people that support the war in Iraq are using fireworks more liberally?
I think that there is a use of fireworks that's on the rise that's directly attributable to these individuals who are a little more militant in their political points of view and light off very loud fireworks, light off a lot of really these very colorful fountains, law sparklers, and that. And that's the way to try to say to your fellow citizen, you know, screw you, you know, who cares about you? And we do find that troubling.
All right, but the use of fireworks, I mean, everybody uses them, right?
Well, you're not going to see a lot of people use them who are more, I think, are less militant. I think people who are a little bit less addicted to this idea of military conquest in the Middle East are going to be a little bit less likely to use fireworks. The individuals who continue to support the Bush policy are going to be more prone to use it. Those are the people we want to keep an eye on, because what they're doing is they're saying to the rest of us, we are the militant faction. We're going to blow up a lot of stuff. We're going to make a lot of explosions and everything. And even if it scares you, you know, we're right and you're wrong. And that's what we do. We will walk up to those people and say, you know, why are you doing this? We'll have a conversation with them about that.
Yeah, but are you taking... It's one thing to go up to somebody and have a political conversation. You're taking fireworks away from certain people.
Just from children, Phil.
Yeah, but you're taking them away from kids where their parents are not there. Am I right about that?
We do find... No. Yeah, you're right about that. But the only reason why we do that is that parents... you know, they're going to start pushing their weight around, and they get up into the situation. They don't understand it. It's easier to go up to a kid or up to a child and just say, let me have those sparklers or let me have that Roman candle or what have you. Because, first of all, what I will say to them is, you know, if your parents are in favor of the war in Iraq or if they're kind of pro-military, that's fine. That's their business. But you being out here and using these makes you think that you're better than me. And that's where we have to draw the line.
All right, we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the use of fireworks on the 4th of July. And the tendency for people who use them to be a little bit more pro-war. Not the people who use them a lot are pro-war.
I think most of the people that, yeah, that use fireworks a lot are in favor of the war in Iraq. And that has a way of putting off other people who enjoy a sparkler or may enjoy like a little pickle of Pete or what have you, but are not going to go out with all kind of fountains and spinners and this kind of a deal. Now you have all these people go out with a fountain and spinner, have firecrackers and so on, are individuals who are saying to the rest of us, yeah, we believe in the war in Iraq, and this shows our militancy. And they'll do it right in front of you. That's the part Phil, I think, is very, very funny.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we were driving through a couple of neighborhoods last night, and I saw a kid light one of these fountains right in front of me.
And now, these areas that you're driving through, are fireworks legal to use?
In the areas we're driving through, yes, they are, yeah.
So this is not about illegally using fireworks?
No, not at all. It's about, I think, more than anything else, Phil, sensitivity toward individuals who may not share your political point of view, that's all.
And so you guys are drawing a correlation between the inordinately high use of fireworks to that area being much more likely to support the war in Iraq.
I think it goes without saying, yeah. And for those of us who have that...
Now, you were a supporter, but you've changed your mind.
As have a lot of Americans, yeah.
So that when you see a lot of people using lots of fireworks, that's a personal statement against you.
It's a personal statement not only against me, it's a personal statement, I think, against anyone who supports the war in Iraq, or who did not support the war in Iraq, does not support the war in Iraq, to go out on your front lawn, and you may have a sparkler lit, you might have a couple of very simple sparklers, and there's a guy next door, he's lighting off fountains, he's lighting off Piccolo Pete's, he's lighting off Roman candles, he's lighting off all manner of skyrockets, got ball rockets, all this kind of deal. And he's basically saying to you, you know, I'm in favor of the war in Iraq, and you're not, and there's nothing you can do about it. To me, I have to go over, I'm going to have to, you know, talk to that individual, and if need be, then, of course, I want to ascertain why he's doing that, and if it's non-political, that's fine.
But aren't people allowed to make any political statement that they want?
Absolutely, Phil.
Then why would you stop someone from using fireworks because they're using them in support of the war in Iraq?
Because it is a dangerous expression of that support. It's one thing to say you're in favor of the war in Iraq. There's nothing wrong with that. But now you're trying to scare me by shooting off all kinds of fountains and making it very scary. And it says that you're very much into gunpowder, you're very much into explosions, you're very much into intimidating people with gunpowder and explosions, and that's where we have to draw the line. And so I will go over to those individuals and talk to them.
What do you say?
I'm sorry?
What do you say?
I'll say, I wanted to ascertain, is this being used in conjunction with your support of the war in Iraq or any kind of these militant policies? If they say yes, we got a situation. If they say no, pretty much we can step back and keep an eye on them. But if they continue through the night, at some point you're going to have to go over and maybe take some of those items away from them.
Yeah, but you're only taking them away from kids, right?
That is correct, yeah, Phil.
Because why? Because the parents are not there to intercede.
No, that's not the... you think it's because I'm afraid of the parents?
Is it? Yeah, well, I mean, if it's easy to take fireworks away from a little kid...
No, the parents are going to come up and get... And start butting in where they don't belong. All I'm saying is...
Well, how is it a parent doesn't belong at a place where you're taking fireworks away from their kid?
All I'm doing is I'm telling the kid, you're trying to get up into my face and everybody else's face with these fireworks because your parents are in favor of the war in Iraq. And, we're going to have to take those fireworks away for the time being. It's not telling the kid he can't be in favor of the war in Iraq.
But you're taking the kid's fireworks away and the parents aren't there. See what I'm saying?
Now, you don't understand. You don't understand.
Well, if I don't understand something, I mean, you're going to have to let me in on this, but it sounds to me like you're taking a kid's fireworks away from him because his mommy and daddy are in favor of the war in Iraq. And you think that this expression, is wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah, but you're making it sound like I'm pushing a kid around.
Well, it sounds like it.
No, I'm not pushing a kid around at all. It's easier to take the fireworks away from a kid than from some adult who's going to start giving you a lot of lip about it, that's all. But the point is, all these people out there with the fireworks, we're just trying to make sure that we have a safe and sane holiday, July 4th, without trying to get up into my face about your politics. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Individuals that use fireworks, lots of them, are prone to be in favor of the war in Iraq, and that's, as he says, that's a red flag. If they're using lots of fireworks, it may be a statement to say they're trying to do it to intimidate their neighbors, trying to say that the war is really great. I'm in favor of it. I've got lots of exploding things here, and it may be done to intimidate people that are anti-war. Mr. Santos, I got no problem maybe with what his opinion about that, but when you're walking up to a kid and taking his fireworks away because the mom and dad aren't there.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show.
The point you're trying to make, I think, which I don't think really speaks fairly to Citizens Auxiliary Police, we are in favor of people having free speech, and we recognize that they have a right in legal areas to use fireworks. We also recognize that most people who use fireworks to a great extent are these pro-war types, and we just want...
So what if they're pro-war?
We think it's a little insulting at all to those of us who've changed our mind about the war, and they're now against it. And to blow things up and have all kind of explosions and this kind of thing, make everybody afraid of you. You try and be a big shot, and we are saying to them, don't do
it. Well, you're not saying it to the adults. You're saying it to the kids.
Well, the adults are going to give you an argument.
All right, so you're going up to a little kid, taking the fireworks and giving him a political lecture, but the adult you're not.
We're not doing it with the adult because it is not expedient in terms of actually getting the fireworks away from them. And
Jay, what would you say if I said to you that it sounds like you're pushing little kids around?
No, sir, that's not what we're doing. No, that's a complete mischaracterization and misrepresentation.
Well, you're taking away fireworks from little kids and telling them that you blowing up those fireworks makes you pro-war, and you shouldn't use that many of them.
We're simply saying, you know, Mr. I'm on the front lines of law enforcement, so, you know, you're kind of trying to tell me my job. We go over, we're fully uniformed with a blue armband, and we say, okay, good for you, you got fireworks, and you're all in favor of the war in Iraq, that's good for you. But it's starting to kind of tighten my jaws up a little, and I'm sure it's probably offending all your neighbors who are just using Piccolo Pizza flares. Sparklers. No problem with that. When you start lighting off fountains and everything, now you think you're better than everybody else. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Julian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, it sounds like to me like this guy, he joined this auxiliary police or whatever he's calling it, and he's just going around bossing everybody around, because I don't understand how he can say that he didn't join the law enforcement because of political reasons, and he's going around spreading his opinion to all these little kids who probably don't even know what's going on with the war in Iraq or in the Middle East.
Well,
I need you to understand to let me or to teach me, you know, in other words, put me on your side, because I still don't understand what you're trying to say. I don't understand how you're going to put fireworks in these.
I think what we're trying to say here, Julian, is that when you see a lot of these people going out with bottle rockets and what have you, and all the fountains and all these deals, they're being very pro-war. Yeah, I think it's very obvious.
These people with all these fireworks have been there for years. That's like, you can't go up to a person back in 1995 and say, you know, because they had all these fireworks, that they were pro-war, because there was no war.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
but,
so how
that's
can
a
you
very
say
good point.
It now?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's a good point. What do you say to that, Jay?
I think we've seen, though, an increase in the use of fireworks. Back in 1995, people used fireworks just because it was fun, it was the 4th of July, and so forth. Now, they're trying to scare people that are anti-war. I was in favor of the war. Now I'm against it. And when I got a neighbor of mine, this guy loves to tie, you know, he hammers those spinners to the tree and they go around and around. And, you know, he's trying to intimidate me because I'm anti-war. And
how do you know that, man? I mean,
we've seen the increase. There's a lot of gunpowder. Now, the kids, we'll take them away from the kids. The adults will give you an argument.
I mean, there has been an increase in firework use. Yes, there has. But
are you in favor of the war, sir? Are you in favor of the war?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm not in favor of the war.
So you probably don't use a lot of fireworks.
Oh, I mean, believe me, July 4th, as a matter of fact, honestly, was my birthday, and I get whatever firework I can afford, and I blow everything up. And I love it. I have fun, because that's what July the 4th is about. That's what you use, just like how you use presents for Christmas. You know, I mean, that's like saying that you're going to go and, oh, if you get a whole bunch of presents, that's like saying you're better than me, you know, because of what I believe.
I think it is not right. It is true. If you get more presents than me, you're basically saying you're better than me. Aren't you saying that?
How's he saying he's better than you?
Well, he's saying that my relations have more money, okay? And if you got lots of fireworks, so I would suggest to you, sir, that if you use a lot of fireworks, you're basically sending the message that you support Bush in Iraq, and you are scaring anti-war people.
I have
a mixed message.
I thought I was just celebrating a holiday.
Well, what holiday is it? 4th of July. What's it represent?
Independence Day.
Yeah. That's a whole pro-military deal.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, Independence Day is Independence Day. It's the founding of the country, right?
That's true. But people who are in favor of the war are getting more bold. All I'm saying is they're getting bolder. They're doing it right in front of me. I had to go over to this guy and say, what's that about? Because he was lighting off a fountain. He said, what business is it of yours? And I said, you're doing it right in front of me. And I said,
well, why not?
Because I've got on a uniform. He knows I'm an auxiliary police officer. That's what I'm saying.
But he's doing it legally. You said yourself.
He is doing it legally.
He's legally using.
He's doing it legally, but he's doing it in a legal way that's insensitive to me. And he's trying to say, hey, look at this. I got gunpowder. What are you going to do about it?
All right. Julian, thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. It sounds to me like this gentleman feels like he has the right to not be offended.
No, it's not. That's not it at all. I think in the middle of a very divisive war, all of a sudden the people that are in favor of the war have more of an ability to express themselves than we do who are against it.
Sounds like you're expressing your opinion quite well without any regard to what anybody else is saying.
One guy talking on the street is not the same as blasting off a rocket into space.
You're assuming that these kids have political opinions.
They, as soon as they light those fireworks, as I say to all the kids, and I tell my sub-commanders this before we go out on patrol, the minute he lights a firework, he's got a political opinion.
Since when? Who ordains your authority? Do you have any authority to do anything with regard to the legal system?
Yes, sir. I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
No. That's a volunteer organization, I assume?
Well, you've been listening to Mr. Hendry. That's
what it is.
Okay, but we could have been members of the police department, the politics.
Okay, but you're not, right?
For all intents and purposes, we are.
You said you're not.
We're not.
You don't have any legal authority.
I can cite
a public citizen.
I can cite you.
The same way any other public citizen can?
What do you mean, the same way any other public citizen can?
Well, we all have citizens.
So any other citizen can do the same thing you're doing, correct? Without being a member of your organization.
Well, I like to say, yes, they can if they had the guts, but how many people have the guts?
So you have no authority outside of a normal citizen, but yet you're enforcing your own opinions by adding a political opinion to children's display, the celebration of the founding of their country.
Yes, but you understand that a child expresses his parents' points of view.
Not always.
So the child that lights off that firework is basically saying, my mother and father are in favor of just blowing everything up.
No, there is.
And I got to step in. I got to step in.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Do your kids use fireworks?
So you're getting ahead of yourself here, you know.
How am I getting ahead of myself?
You're asking me about my constitutional right. Where's his constitutional right to threaten me because he feels he has the military backing him up because he's in favor of Bush's war in Iraq? In other words, the person who uses fireworks is saying, they're sort of saying, I got the power. And I'm sure you heard that song so many deeply telling you that a lot of times you're on the radio and see on TV, I got the power. I've got the power. I'm sure you've heard that song. That's what they're saying. I've got the power. You don't. I've got all kinds. I got a block party. I've got probably 2-3 block parties in my garage. Any number of Roman candles and spinners. What do you got? You're a little, you know, you got your sparklers. And you're all, you know, basically saying you're kind of a sissy. You're a bit of a sissy. And if we can get that recording, I've got the... This is a recording, Phil, from last night, South Bay area. We were in the area, and this happened as we pulled our sub-cruiser around a corner. And I got out of the truck, I said, man, you got to be kidding me. You're going to do that in front of me? And a kid looked at me like, as most kids will, with that look on their face like they got a mouthful of you-know-what. They're not going to say nothing about it.
That's a lot of fireworks.
That's right, and they did it right in front of me. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Julie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'd like to say that it sounds to me like the gentleman is very much afraid and that he feels threatened by other people having more fireworks than he does.
Of course, ma'am, because it's a statement of their militarism.
It has nothing to do with militarism. You're bullying children who can't stand up to you. And if they don't, and if someone has different views from you, then you are imposing your views
on
others.
Well, ma'am, you're making it sound like I'm a bully.
Right.
You're making it sound like I'm a bully. And that's not what Jay said.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like you're a bully who's very afraid.
Well, ma'am, that's not the case. I want to play something for you. Why don't you listen to this? Now, you heard that, right?
It sounds like a rocket of some sort.
Yeah, it's fireworks. They did that right in front of me.
So? Where else are
Boy.
They, I mean, if they're
wow.
doing, if they're doing it in a legal area, then you have no right to criticize their viewpoint.
But they're doing it as to say this. You know, President Bush...
You know what? This is your own view. This is your own twist on it because you're so afraid.
Well, let me ask you: Are you in favor of George Bush?
I am not.
Okay, then
I
what?
Do not,
then
I
obviously
do not
the fireworks.
For him, I do not support what he's doing.
Well,
in
then
Iraq.
I would
but
say to you, ma'am,
nothing to do with in the our Independence Day.
Could you not play
day
the fireworks? You don't.
Has nothing to do with the war in Iraq.
Ma'am, when you allow people to let to do that, they're basically saying to you, we're going to blow your house up with you in
no,
it.
No, it's not saying that at all.
I think that you need to take a step back. And
a little kid with a... Can I jump in, Jay?
Sure.
A little kid with a Roman candle or whatever the hell with his parents there, you're telling me that I'm supposed to feel like that kid is being... Somehow,
if he's being properly supervised, there is no problem. Then it is not in your. It's
don't
not.
Don't play that, bud.
And it's not in your.
It sounds neat.
It's not for you to step in and tell somebody who's being supervised.
Well, ma'am,
that
we've seen.
They have no right.
We've seen fireworks go up in value. They're going down in value. They're going down. They're cheaper to buy. That's because the warmongers. And I don't want to say warmonger. I'm very much
to do with the warmonger.
I'm very much in favor of my country.
It's all supply and demand.
And I love America. Don't get me wrong. But when these people and they're warring around, and then they go out and they buy their fireworks, and they sit there and they blow them off while I'm sitting on my porch, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, and he's basically...
And you're not enjoying the fireworks.
I know what his law. I know what he means by it.
What he means by it?
But that is your interpretation of what
right.
he means.
No.
It has nothing to do with anything else
Julie,
except your own fears.
A guy that's lighting off fireworks next door to your house and you don't think there's anything to it, the next morning you're going to be in a bed and the whole house around you is burned to the ground. Why? Because that guy is in favor of war and you're not.
It has nothing to do with that.
All right, Julie,
it
I got to...
It has to do with somebody being inconsiderate or it
right.
has something to do with... you know, not paying attention to what they're doing. It has nothing to do with the war in Iraq.
Yes, it does, ma'am. I'm on the front line of law enforcement. I have to disagree.
All right, Julie, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. You were the volunteer police agency.
Phil, I don't want to let you get away with that. Yes, we are volunteer, but when you mention it a lot the way you do, people are going to focus on that more than they should. We are fully uniformed with a blue armband.
1-800-449-8686. Jimmy, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
How you doing?
Fine.
You're making my blood boil right here. I just want to let you know, first of all, you sound very uneducated. Because I was an auxiliary police officer myself when I was 21, and you have no right to do anything what a citizen has. You can't arrest nobody unless you're actually committing a crime.
I'm not trying to arrest
nobody. No. You can't fight nobody either. All you can do is call the police department and say, hey, somebody's doing something. You can't do nothing. You can't take a kid's fireworks away.
Well, I'm not
That's
trying
ridiculous.
To.
First of all, you know, have you ever served your country? Have you ever
I
left
do now,
your country?
Sir. I do now for the citizens of Missouri,
please. No, auxiliary police is not serving your country. A cop is not serving his country. He's serving his community. I'm talking about a soldier, because I was a United States Marine for 4 years and served my country. I left this country and served abroad. And realize that this country is the greatest country out there.
All right.
The 4th of July is just nothing but a celebration of how free we are. Fireworks, all fireworks are. Fireworks are just showing how proud we are to be American and how proud we are to be free.
Yeah, but you know, Jimmy, as well as I do, and I got all the credit in the world for the Marines, but when a little tiny kid lights off a Roman candle, he's trying to, he might as well take that. He's what he'd like to do with that is just shove it up my you-know-what and say, that one's for President Bush.
That's ridiculous. All a 13-year-old kid wants to do is play Nintendo and goof around. Lighting up fireworks is fun for a little kid. You're taking the fun out of a little kid.
No.
You know what you're promoting? You're promoting socialism. You're promoting communism.
I want to play you
when you can tell a kid what he can do, what he can't do. That's communism. That's socialism. That's not America.
This happened last night.
You know what's the best, let me tell you something. You know what's the best thing about this country? When you see those fireworks, you know what you can do? You can go inside your house. You can close your window.
Hey, this
you know
happened last
you don't
night
have
in
to
my
be
neighborhood.
Outside. You don't have to be
you
outside.
Can hear that.
I
what
know
about,
that.
What about
hey,
that,
you know
Jay?
What? If fireworks was pro-Bush, I'll take out a loan for $10,000 and buy more fireworks, if that's what it really means.
So that's
but
what
it's not.
So you're admitting
but,
it. So you're admitting
what?
It. You're admitting that you would, if you could afford it, get $10,000 worth of fireworks and blast them all to hell.
That'd be great. Because you know why? That's how proud I am to be an American.
I just got
that's
you.
How proud I am to be in this country.
Well, sir, I can tell you that I love this country too, but I don't like the
no,
idea
you don't.
Of some little
you don't.
Kid
you know
with
why?
A sparkler.
You know why? Because it's great that you can express your own views, but you sound like an idiot when you're bullying little kids. Let me tell you, I bet you won't go to a grown-up and take his Roman candle, because that grown-up will put that Roman candle you know where.
I'd be happy to do it, but they always...
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. You come in front of my house and try to take my Roman candle from my kid, then I'm putting my foot in you know where.
Wait a minute.
Because you can't tell my kid what to do. You're even a cop.
You're in the military, so that proves that your kid's using a Roman candle to promote the Marines and everything.
That's right.
Well,
he's proud to be an American.
I gotta throw a flag on that.
Look at Jay. I want to interrupt you. You are saying basically
I'll have to take it to the next level with the kid, and I don't want to do that.
Take it to the next level.
If this man's son has a Roman candle and he won't give it to me, then I gotta go to level two.
Hey, but I bet you won't though.
I won't.
I bet you won't. You won't.
When I hear that,
any parent that you come up to that you're gonna try to take their fireworks away, they're gonna say go away, bring a warrant. Because let me tell you, you're only an auxiliary police officer.
They claim
don't play that, bud. All right,
hey,
Jimmy.
Thank you for volunteering, but you're volunteering.
Well, they say that this is what the War of 1812 sounded like. I don't think so. We didn't have machine guns. Oh, man.
Hey, listen, Jimmy, thanks for the call. What do you mean machine guns?
That's obviously what that is.
Those are fireworks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. But I have to tell you, Jay, you are not in the right. You know, you can't legally, as a citizen's auxiliary police officer, you can't legally take a kid's firework away from him.
I've got every right in the world to say, I'm simply pointing at you.
You don't have the right to walk up to a kid, take his fireworks away from him, because he says, or you think, he's saying with those fireworks, I'm in favor of the war. 1-800-4-
No, you're wrong. All I'm saying is that the increased use of fireworks on the 4th of July weekend, which we can trace directly back to the summer of 2002, which was right after 9/11, has been increasing proportionately. People are getting bolder with fireworks because they feel they have the upper hand in their militaristic stance, their pro-Bush stance, and they are all think they're all really big with their bottle rockets and their fireworks, and they think they're all, like, scaring me. And I'm just telling you, you know, it's, I'm going to have to say something about it.
Well, it is scaring you. 1-800-449-8686. Daniel, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
I have about three rebuttals to this. The first thing is that I believe with most other colors that this man has a humongous chip on his shoulder. this his interpretation that fireworks ergo equals pro-Bush. And even if that were true, even if I grant him this whole thing, yes, they're lighting fireworks for pro, and that's just a sign for pro-Bush, just to piss this man off, he's still not in the right to do all these things. This is America. We don't have just free speech for him. We have free speech to everybody.
So you're telling me a guy gets to go out there...
What especially galls me is that you, sir, are a bully. You are assuming you're not anything. You're a private citizen who thinks he can play cop because he didn't get into the right academy. You don a uniform with a blue band, and then you go up to someone and you pretend, and you probably don't disabuse them of the notion that you're a police officer. You do this around my house, to any of my children or my friends, I'd call the real cops and I'd say, listen, this
wait
man,
a second. I, first of all, I am
cops.
A real police officer. I'm with the Citizens
you are
Auxiliary
not
Police.
Real. Have you taken a state oath? Have
first
you taken
of
any
all,
of the training?
I wear
have
a blue armband.
You, okay, I've heard the armband story about three times.
All right, and I have a pith helmet. We are fully uniformed.
Well, you know, I can buy uniforms at Walmart, too. That doesn't make me an auxiliary police force.
Boy, that hurts. You're telling me I buy my uniform at Walmart. That's a slap to the face of every law enforcement
officer. I'm saying that anybody, any bozo can go get himself a uniform at a band and pretend he's auxiliary police and go around citing people for stuff that he doesn't like.
Sir, are you trying to tell me a little kid goes out in the middle of the street, lights off a Roman candle, that I shouldn't be concerned that he is ever emboldened to be, you know, wanting to blow stuff up?
Exactly.
What does that
right.
mean?
That is all in your imagination. Little kids, I was a little kid once, too. I know what that's like to play with fireworks. We like the colors. We like that it makes boom. But this has nothing to do with pro work.
You like to make spoom?
Boom. It makes boom. It explodes.
Well, that's
bang.
Not what you said, sir. You used another word. You said spooming or spoom?
No, I said boom. I have an accent.
Watch out, Jay, with what you're saying.
I heard the gentleman say spoon or spooming.
He did not say that. He said boom.
I said boom. Boom as an explosion. Anyway, the point is, even you know, even if you were completely correct and every single one of these fireworks was, you know, a pro-Bush statement, you'd still not have the right to do what you do. This is America. You
so you're telling me you got a right to go out there and blow off your Roman candles and run around with your sparklers even though it pisses me off?
Exactly right, because you do not have the right to be not offended in America. I'm very sorry.
Really...
Have you ever been to liberal enclaves where I live? Everybody here is democratic and anti-war. You know, they never come up to me and tell me, you know, we have to go hunt down the conservatives who are pro-war. Those are decent people because they understand in America we have diversity of opinion.
Where
you are not a decent person.
Where do
you
live?
Go around trying to enforce your views on children? But crying us out, how old are you?
Sir,
really?
Sir, I happen to be a father. I'm a 38-year-old man. I got a 13-year-old son. And it's my concern that a lot of these young kids are out there running around with a sparkler. What are they trying to say? They're saying Bush should
have
be
encouraged.
Have you
taken a survey? Where do you have this from, this information? This is all in your head. This is all in your head.
So you call me. So you call me nuts, is that it?
I'm calling you delusional a little bit. Yeah, I am.
Go ahead. Spit it out.
Yeah, you are a bit delusional to think that every Roman candle is a pro-Bush statement.
You're trying to tell me that I'm nuts.
I'm not telling you you're completely crazy, but I'm saying that you do have a chip on your shoulder, and you're making an elephant out of a molehill. The fact that they use fireworks, the fact that it sparkles, young kids like that.
Sir, are you
neighbors?
I have to ask you at this time, are you Japanese?
Am I Japanese?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not Japanese.
All right, I thought I detected that there's a very quick cadence to a lot of those movies I see that are dubbed on TV.
I'm from Europe. If that makes any difference, I'm
all
from
right.
Switzerland.
Yeah, I thought you sounded like one of those guys that dubs in Japanese movies. Forgive me.
No, okay.
What is that supposed
why
to mean? Dub it in Japanese movies.
You're from Switzerland. Well, yes. No wonder you've got such an attitude. In Switzerland, nothing ever goes. There's no, what's wrong in Switzerland? There's nothing wrong over there. There's chocolate and lakes and everything.
Well,
they have no problem at all.
We can mobilize about 1.5 million people in 24 hours. We have armed military. I know all about military and and I know when certain things. Well, anyway, this is
Switzerland. I mean, the only deal I know about that is they got that guy with the big horn on top of a mountain, kind of a deal like that.
What horn on a mountain? Okay, look, Daniel, thank you for your call. What do you mean?
Now, sir, Mr. Henry, in Switzerland, they got a guy with a horn on a mountain. I know it. I've seen it.
That's one of those damn commercials for the cough drop. Phil Henry Show.
Ain't that where they're all from?
Where?
Switzerland.
I don't know. Phil Henry Show will be right back.